This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times briefing on Sunday, the 10th of October. The Home Secretary is said to believe that Scotland Yard is rotten from the top to bottom. The Sunday Times reports that Priti Patel wants national reform of the police to break a culture within the Metropolitan Force that she believes is misogynistic, tin-eared and defensive. The attitude of senior officers in the wake of the murder of Sarah Everard is said to have left the Home Secretary frustrated and bewildered. It's claimed she lost her patience with Commissioner Cresta Dick, and the Sunday Times says she might have sacked her altogether were it not amid more concerns over the quality of potential replacements. Mike Neville, a former chief inspector with the Metropolitan Police, told Times Radio Breakfast he agrees with the Home Secretary's difficulty in who could take over from Commissioner Cresta Dick.
The question is, who do you replace her with? Because they're all of the same ilk. You know, unless they're going to prepare to be bold and bring in somebody from the outside, ex-military, for example, or somebody who's got experience in commerce, but where are you going to find somebody who's got operational experience, I suppose, in military? That's the only way you could change it.
Officers from the Metropolitan Police have spoken to the woman who accuses Prince Andrew of sexual assault when she was 17. It's, however, unclear if a formal statement was taken. The Sunday Times understands officers contacted Virginia Joffrey about her allegations after the Metropolitan Police Commissioner said in August that no one is above the law. The paper's royal editor, Roya Nicker, says the latest development opens up all sorts of questions.
The issue is now coming to the fore again with this civil case. You know, of course, we have the Ghislaine Maxwell trial coming up in New York in November. So everything, there's sort of a head of steam here. I think we've got to stress, Prince Andrew has always strongly denied the allegations that Virginia Joffrey has made against him. But this will be yet further unwelcome attention on Prince Andrew and the rest of the family, to be honest.
Ministers will expand a fast-track scheme to allow up to 5,000 people to be trained as HGV drivers to alleviate the supply chain crisis. But the free courses, lasting 16 weeks, are not due to start until next month, so new drivers won't be ready to help with concerns about Christmas shortages. Scotland's Rural Affairs Secretary is calling for an urgent meeting with the UK government over concerns about a shortage of carbon dioxide. Mary Goujon says a short-term deal with manufacturer CF Fertilisers is drawing to a close with no future plan in place. She's worried about the impact CO2 shortages will have on the country's food and drink sector. Lebanon remains without electricity today after the country's biggest two power stations shut down due to a fuel shortage. A government official has said the power outage will continue for a number of days. The UK is one of the world's most nature-depleted countries and may not have enough biodiversity to prevent an ecological meltdown, according to new data. Analysis by the Natural History Museum found that the UK has an average of only 53% of its biodiversity left, below the global average of 75%. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Off Air, the podcast with Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
Keep your cheese in the sink.
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times Radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh,
no.
So
how would that go in the booth?
Badly. It would go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times Radio app.